All right, what's up, my boobies? Okay, that was a good one. Good one for my return. And I am returning from a little bit of a hiatus once again. Just get used to that. I don't have a schedule for these, okay? And maybe one day when life gets back to normal, I'll try to create a schedule, but right now I don't. And also, I'm married now. So if you didn't know, now you know. And quick PSA for all the ladies again. Stay away. Okay? Just stay away from me. Because now I'm married. I am hitched. I'm off limits. I'm a no-go. Okay? I know that you guys were approaching me like crazy before. I go out to the bar, it's like I can't even talk to a few buddies without getting approached. It's flattering. Don't get me wrong, it's flattering. But I can't be having that anymore, okay? See the bling and take a walk, alright? So I wanted to let you know about that. Also, I guess I can go through a few things from the trip. So what are we gonna cover today? Basically, the trip that Janina and I went on after the wedding. Yeah, we left. I'm sorry. Yes, we left. We went somewhere. We're sick and tired of this quarantine shit, which we're not. And no one's quarantined. I guess I shouldn't call it quarantine anymore. But if you think I'm staying put, no matter what, you're crazy. You think I wasn't going on some sort of a honeymoon? You're crazy. Okay? That's just not the case. I'm over this. So, sorry if you're not over it and you hate me for saying that, don't fucking listen to me then, okay? But yeah, we went out of town to Myrtle Beach, and it was pretty dead there anyway, so don't get your panties in a bunch. Like, there was barely any people there. We were distanced from others. And it was a great time. It was probably what is exactly what we needed. I kind of would rather it be the way it was than jam-packed. But yeah, it was weird. It's strange times. So there wasn't that many people. I mean, the beach was still pretty filled, but apparently, according to some locals, it was nothing like it would have been usually at this time of the year. But yeah, we went there and we just got back. It was a great time. And there's a few things that I kind of realized while I was there. And one of them being that I'm an old ass now. I'm old. I'm not, even though I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but when you walk through the day or walk through life, you, I guess, see it through your own eyes. And I guess I know myself as a decently immature human being. So when I look out of my eyes, I always feel as though other people are looking at me as this youngster who hasn't experienced much yet or doesn't even look that old. But believe me, I look old as shit. Okay? And I don't know if I like it or hate it. But I started to come to the realization of a few different things. I haven't been carded at a liquor store in probably like 2 or 3 years. And I'm not old. I'm 26 years old. I mean, I get it. That's over the halfway mark of the 20s, but to not be carded at all in 3 years, I mean, since I was like 23, 24, I really haven't, at least from what I remember, have not been carded at a liquor store. Restaurants as well. It's even worse when they'll take my order of what I want and then turn to Janina and ask for her ID. So then I know I'm like, I really started to notice it when we were on vacation. It doesn't happen to her as often when she's rocking that bling, you know? When she's rocking that freaking stone. a giant, super expensive stone on her hand. It's not that big. I'm just kidding. But she gets carded still, okay? And I don't. So what happened on the trip made it even worse. It started to really come into realization when I literally was, we were sitting at the pool, we were having drinks at the pool, and there's this little girl playing in the pool right next to us, and I don't know, Janina maybe is getting baby fever. She's like talking with the little girl and hanging out with her and telling her to do flips and having a great time. She wasn't leaving my side. She was sitting there the entire time, but was talking to this little girl. And I'm sitting right next to her, and then I eventually get up to go get us some drinks, some more drinks. And apparently, when I left, the little girl, who was maybe 5 or 6 years old, asked Janina if I was her dad. And was basically trying to like find out if she could come into the pool and play, as if Janina was like in timeout or something, sitting next to her. I don't know. But yeah, thought that I was her dad. Now, yes, this is a 5 or 6 year old girl, whatever. She probably doesn't know much better. But do I really look that old? I mean, come on. That means I look probably just as old, if not older, than her own father, that young girl. That sucks. And it really doesn't help that, like, on top of, like, my face starting to look old, because I really start to see, like, once, when you're looking out of your own eyes, like I was saying before, you think you're just, at least I feel this way, like I'm looking out of young eyes. Like I'm not, I'm viewing others that maybe look a little bit younger than me, and I'm like, that's what I look like. But like, then I look back at pictures from 4 or 5 years ago, and I look way younger. So I'm aging fast, for one. Not to mention, this whole pandemic, and I'm not going to completely blame it on the pandemic, because I was a lazy, lard ass before the pandemic. But the pandemic definitely elongated that. I think I would have went back to the gym by now. But at this point, I look like a large bag of milk. Okay? Like, if you were to, you know when people say, like, slap the bag, like, of wine? Like, they're like, and they go, and like, slap the bag. Like, you could do that to my belly right now, and it would make the exact same sound. So, I mean, that sucks. It sucks. And now I'm starting to see, like, what all the older parents were talking about. Like, oh, eventually it'll hit you. And then I always used to look at people and think, like, how do you let yourself go? Like, when you get older. Like, why aren't you just continuing to better yourself and work out and stay healthy? And now I'm realizing, and like I said, it's not entirely the pandemic's fault. But I know that has something to do. My gym, Planet Fitness, I know it's not the best gym, but it's a gym. And I would go every once in a while, and I definitely would try to stay fit. That's been closed for a while. Do I like running? No, I absolutely hate it. So I went on a run one time since I've been in this pandemic. Haven't really done much since. I worked out outside on the grass one time. Didn't enjoy it that much. It's just not fair. I mean, I guess it's fair, but Janina looks like she's 5 years younger still. So, like, I know that there's this, I guess not everyone, but I heard it in a movie once. I don't know what movie it was, but that this woman was, like, complaining about how men always end up getting older and looking younger, while women end up getting older and looking even older. And it's like, that's not true. I look like an old, lard, fat ass right now. And I don't even know how I'm going to get back into working out. But then to know that I look like Janina's dad all the damn time, it's really starting to motivate me. I'm looking at the sidewalk outside right now. It's like, I should be running. My fat ass should be running. What a sad thing. And while I was on vacation too, like, and Janina was like pumped to tell me about it. Like, I got back to sitting next to her, and she was like, that little girl asked if you were my dad. Like, laughed it off. Like, that's not nice. It's funny. But say that shit behind my back. Don't be telling me, because now it's in my head. I've been thinking about it for 5 days. My face getting wrinkly. My stomach's getting bigger. My legs are chicken legs. I haven't worked out my legs since I was in high school hockey, which has now been a long time, like 8-9 years since I've been, like, it doesn't even feel like that anymore. But I'm old. It's been 4 or 5 years since I've been out of college. Doesn't feel like that. But I'm old. And for anyone that's older listening to these, I'm sorry that I'm maybe making you feel even older by talking about this. But I just want you to know it's hitting me. It's starting to take hold. I'm feeling it. And yeah, that's really what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I will pop back on pretty soon, hopefully, because I got nothing else to do. No more wedding to worry about. I am ready to go. So I'm stuck in the house still. I don't think I'm going back to the actual office for God knows how long. Maybe not even until next year. So this is my little home inside of my home now. Well, it always has been, but now more than ever. Cool. I'll talk to you guys soon. Go to wayoverpargolf.com. Okay. Check out the merch. It's sick. Also, go follow at CCLpod on Twitter. I'm not really good on Twitter. I've realized this now. I'm not good at Twitter anymore. So I need to get back in the game. I don't know how to. I'll figure it out. At SaichiBabyCCL on Instagram. Stay updated. And please, please, please go to Facebook.com/CCLpod. Go like the page, share it, and support your boy, okay? And don't forget about merch. The link will be in the bottom of this video/podcast, wherever you're listening, watching, whatever. And I'll talk to you soon, my boobies. Later!